Did Glenn Gould, who died in 1982, was a neighbor and good friend of Marshall McLuhan, did he go to the Guff, Ion?
No.
Did he fake his death?
He's still on the way.
Still on the way, still deciding. Then he says...
so confused here, it never got cleaned up anyway.
Was he confused more by his interaction with Marshall McLuhan?
No, application of Marshall McLuhan's edicts.
That's what he found confusing.
Correct.
Because he was a genius, traditional classical pianist, and McLuhan pointed out to him that Concert Hall is in the junkyard, thanks to Elvis Presley and pop radio, so that was a identity crisis.
He was just goofing off. His life work was not relevant any longer.
Yeah, so he went into television. He tried to edit TV shows sort of musically. He had a whole metaphysics. Was that working for him? That solution for his confusion.
Okay.
It was working for him.
That's fine, yeah. Good. Yeah,
but
fine.
It didn't lessen his confusion.
Right. It didn't placate his confused state of knowing.
So is he watching us now, and that's an influence on whether he goes to the Guff or not?
He's aware.
What
say he's giving great attention to you would be not so accurate.
No, I mean the Ion phenomenon. Attention to you, Ion.
No.
Well, what is he oscillating about? What is his? What factors go into his decision of whether to go to the Guff or not?
The fastest path to his joy, because there is no time, remember.
So he's enjoying himself right now.
Finally, yes.
Right. And then he can decide to go further into his bliss? And that's called going to the Guff?
Continue. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Then he says...
See, there's no rush. That's the thing folks get tangled up with, that it's got to be a right here, right now, and it rarely ever is a right here, right now. It's always a, your juxtaposed position of position.